I'm Antonia Gonzalez with National Native News. In today's headlines, advocates warn of possible scams involving radiation exposure compensation. And the Senate Indian Affairs Committee hears testimony about Indian energy needs. These stories today on National Native News. This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. The Radiation Exposure Compensation Act, or RECA, was recently renewed. It provides compensation for uranium miners and people exposed to Cold War-era nuclear testing in what could be a final round of applications. Allegations of predatory representation and solicitation are on the rise, targeting tribal communities, as KJZZ's Gabriel Pietrazio reports. Renewable energy provides a sizable share of power in some rural Alaska communities, but these are tough times to seek federal funding for wind and solar. Denali Commission Programs Director Jocelyn Fenton testified recently to a U.S. Senate committee about the energy needs in rural Alaska. She emphasized fossil fuels. President Trump has paused or defunded renewable energy projects across the country. His 2026 budget would reduce funding for the Office of Indian Energy while disallowing any of it for wind, solar, or battery projects. The hearing in the Senate Indian Affairs Committee was entitled Unleashing Indian Energy. That's a twist on President Trump's executive orders that call for unleashing American and Alaska's energy. But for participants in the hearing, the nuanced message is that renewables should be unleashed too. Senator Lisa Murkowski, who chairs the committee, says government programs should not favor one energy source over another. The top Democrat on the Senate Indian Affairs Committee, Senator Brian Schatz of Hawaii, said his information is that the Office of Indian Energy is sitting on about $30 million, nearly half of the funds Congress appropriated for the fiscal year. The year ends in a few weeks, though some funds can be held over from one budget cycle to the next. The acting head of the office, David Conrad, said he's not discriminating against renewables with that money, just waiting for word from higher-ups in the administration that he has approval to spend it. I'm Antonia Gonzalez.